96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Live One McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, CFile, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Island Pay, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It's Thursday. What is today's date? May 12th. Thursday, May 12th. Just an FYI, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Got something I got to go do that's going to probably conflict, that will conflict with being here, that I have to do. And I won't be here next Thursday. All right, so not sure what the plan is for next Thursday just yet, but I'm going to do a replay of a show tomorrow so that you guys can be aware of what's going on. All right? Now, see, this is the same problem, right? Ooh, face mask this is. Sitting right here. This here. See, let me, wet a beep. I mean, hold on. Because y'all having school outbreak nine. Let me just, I need to do the phone too. All right. Yeah, let's do that. Because my son's school already had an outbreak. And Juan, you scared of it? No, I mean, listen. Whatever y'all got, I don't want it. All right? So scabies, lice, corona, hepatitis. I don't know how you catch hepatitis. Whatever y'all got, I don't want it. So as much as I don't even want a head cold. So as much as I could avoid it, I say shut everything down. I say run away like someone coming to kill you. But whatever it is y'all dealing with, I rather not be dealing with it too. Okay? All right. So, this is just life. All right. Okay, so we got QC had an outbreak. I got something right now, hold on. We got QC had an outbreak, yet SAC has an outbreak, or let me rephrase that, SAC closed out of an abundance of caution, and St. Anne's school is also closed out of abundance of caution. They did have some stuff going on at my son's school. And I'm trying to be very careful. Someone's telling me Siobhan Cambridge came back today as CEO of BPL. Really? Excellent. Good. The qualified individual. He was at IRCA. He was at BPL, then he was at IRCA, and now he's back at BPL. Great. That's great. He's a competent, sensible guy. I noticed that BPL still has not altered the fuel charge. You know what? I'm going to go care when the wheels start to fall off. That's what I'm going to do. I already said what I had to say. That's not a sustainable thing you're doing. I don't understand exactly what it is that's happening and why you take that approach to BPL, but do not take that approach to other things. Such as the breadbasket items and that, I couldn't tell you. Y'all must know what y'all doing. When y'all come about rate reduction bond fee and people flip out on y'all, just understand where the energy is coming from. just so you, you know, could be clear. All right. I want to send a happy birthday shout out. All right. To when a happy birthday shout out to Roy Ann Ford. All right. It's your 50th birthday. A happy birthday from your husband, Sean. Sean talking all your business. Roy Ann Ford is going to be celebrating her 50th birthday. And we want to tell a happy birthday from your husband, Sean, and your kids, Sean Jr., Seth, and Savannah. Seth and Savannah are twins. I'm a twin. All right. As well as happy birthday from the Ford and Gomez family. And happy birthday to everybody there at from everybody there at BAF. She's VP of Compliance at BAF. That's from your husband. He wanted to make sure that you got a happy birthday shout out so that could help make your day much more pleasant than it would have already been. Okay. Let's talk turkey. I've got some questions, all right? So, and I have questions for you, the public. I'm not trying to hate, I'm just trying to understand, right? And it's not all of you, I'm just trying to understand, like, where I hear a lot of voices. I'm just trying to understand where they're coming from, all right? So, today, the government of the Bahamas celebrated with Carnival the groundbreaking of the Carnival cruise port in Grand Bahama. Now, I'm going to explain this to you without, you know, people tell me, oh, ease up off, you know, minutes and F and M. I'll try, but let me just say the Carnival cruise port deal was finalized on May 4th, 2017. That was the few days before the general election, and Christie announced it. And Christie, of course, lost the election, and Minnis got in, and I don't think we need to recall the entirety of that nightmarish scenario, even though we were happy that the PLP sat on the sidelines to catch themselves for a few years. Minnis and some people blame Romy Ferreira, but if I'm prime minister, I can't blame my minister for not doing something, because he's only the minister because I asked him to be the minister. All right? So Romy Ferreira had issues with Carnival, wouldn't clear some of the permits for Carnival because he said Carnival wasn't in compliance with certain things. And therefore, from May 4th, 2017 until May 12th, 2022, there was no groundbreaking and no progress on the ground at the Carnival cruise port, which is a major investment which really will impact Grand Bahama financially. All right, so that's today. Yesterday, the Grand Lucayan Resort was sold, and an announcement was made to that effect by Chester Cooper. We talked about it. I'll talk about the F&M's response to it, which I don't know how, you know, they're not, like, I know they have to respond, but I don't know how they're not ashamed to be like, well, we need to see the details, do we? Because did we see any details of your deal that you struck, that Michael Scott just said wasn't good for the Bahamian people, in essence, that Dionisio de Aguilar said, you know, wasn't the best deal? You want details now? And I guess that's just part of politics. You can pretend once you go in opposition, like, you didn't have the chance to do all the things you asked to be done, all right, that you could have done while you were in power, But still, you know, I wouldn't make too much. Noise about it if I were them. All right. What I would do is just say, we note it. We'll wait more information. We'll see what happens. But what they were going on, I wasn't too sure about. All right. To me. All right. So those two big things happened. When we posted them online and different outlets posted them online, there were several responses that said this exact sentiment. Oh, just jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. That's all y'all got. Electra just come in to buy the property. Then when they're ready, they can take the money and leave. And y'all never offer ownership. Y'all just offer jobs. Carnival Cruise Port was announced. And there was also the sentiment that, oh, just jobs. Y'all always looking to the foreigner for jobs. All right. So I'm confused thoroughly. And I know I shouldn't pay attention to random voices on social media, because many of these people are uninformed. But there are people who I'm aware of who say these things that provide no workable alternative to what's happening in the first instance. And in the second instance, the majority of these voices only have a workable plan if they control the government. So when we look around us, the government is involved in all sorts of things, regulation, investment, taxes, concessions, etc., without doubt. But the people who are out here trying to earn a living, own their own business, buy property, build something, send their children off to school, the vast majority of them are not relying on the government to help them prosper and do well. The vast majority of them, like myself, I just want the government to spend my tax dollars properly, be accountable, and do not become a burden to me. All right. So I don't want the government to own the Grand Lucayan Hotel, because that's a burden on the backs of the Bahamian people. All right. We've been in the hotel business before. Didn't work out. We found it to be more successful when we let other entities deal with this. Okay. So people are saying it's just jobs. And all the PLP and the F&M got for us are jobs, and they're selling out the country. So I'm not trying to hate. I want help today. I want to understand, and let's do the thought process, and let's do the knowledge and the logic. I want to understand what's the alternative other than jobs. I want to understand where else you see in the world people who have a similar population, have a similar lack of economies of scale, have a similar education level. Where in the world do these people not rely on jobs? Who also have a similar system of government? Because the first thing you're going to say is UAE, right? So they're Emirates, all right? They have royal families. We don't. And then the power rests in their royal families. I need to understand what the alternative is. And I need to understand carefully. I'm not trying to hate, but I really do need to understand it. Like, where does one get the balls to tell Grand Bahamians who've been, for the most part, just trying to make ends meet to survive that these jobs are not a benefit to them? Like, explain it to me. Like, how do you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and you got, like, the sack to say to people whose family members had to leave Grand Bahama because they couldn't make a living there, that jobs are not meaningful, will not actually help them, that it's not a good thing, and we should get rid of the government? Explain to me the plan for Grand Bahama that you have that makes you so confident to rain all over the parade of Grand Bahama. Because what's happened yesterday and today, and I'm no PLP, period. All right? I like some of y'all. That's about it. But I'm trying to be fair and honest. If I see a good thing, I'm going to say it's a good thing. How is 1,000 permanent jobs, good jobs, they're not digging ditches for minimum wage. How is 1,000 good jobs a bad thing? Like, where do you get the gumption to sit on your perch and tell people whose kids can't find work, and that happens in Nassau, but imagine Grand Bahama. Like, what exercise have you done that can be critically analyzed that will help the Bahamian people prosper? Apart from sitting on your backside while you wait for the government to cut you a check, what exercise have you done, analytical exercise, that tells you that jobs that are pretty well paying are not what Grand Bahama needs? I'm so curious, because here's the truth of the matter. All I hear is a cry for jobs. Every day. I'm not in the hiring business other than what's going on in media. People ask me every day if I know who's hiring, if I can help them get, every single day. People in Nassau, and there are jobs available in Nassau. How do you sit on the internet like an uneducated troll? I'm trying not to be disrespectful. And just shoot off this nonsense while people are trying to figure out if they should leave their home to try to make ends meet. Go ask Howard Grant if jobs mean something in Grand Bahama. He had to leave. Howard told me, we were talking about house prices and everything like that. Howard told me he could take me to Grand Bahama and find me some nice houses for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 on big lots. And he said, but the house is meaningless if you don't have an income to support your family. So he left for where there's opportunity. So I'm not trying to freak out totally on you today. I sincerely want to understand what the alternative is, all right? Because the Rastafarian Pan-Africanist attorney told me I'm speaking for the white man, all right? So I just take, let's assume I'm a complete shill and sell out for the white man, right? And I don't have the interests of our black Bahamian brothers and sisters in mind because I am bought and sold by the white man, and the white man sends me notes every day telling me that I need to say that you guys should work like slaves, and that's all you'll ever have. All right? Someone sent me that. So the total labor force, oh, talking about a UAE. Total labor force in the UAE is, in 2018 was 7.384 million. The total number of people employed was 7.219 million. People working in the wholesale and retail trade sector were paid the highest compensation, followed by those in the construction and building sector. All right? So they're working in the UAE too, right? But explain it to me. I'm bought and sold by the white man. I want you guys to continue what you call slave labor, which, when you say that, suggests to me you never read a book about slavery. Go to YouTube for me and search for slave narratives, right? And they recorded, I believe, in the late 19th century, the stories of those who were freed slaves. And listen to them detail their day-to-day life. And then also tell me how you get the balls to tell somebody we working like slaves. But when you say that, I know you don't know what you're talking about, homie. Slaves didn't have no 8-hour workday. Slave didn't have paid time off. Slaves ain't had no maternity leave. Slaves ain't had no vacation. That's a new concept. Vacation? Slaves didn't get paid. They got fed. If they were lucky. The basic common thread of the slave narratives, all of them, is that they did not have enough food to eat now that they were free. During slavery, they would get fed, but they were also tortured. You have no idea what slaves went through. If you can come sit up in front of me and tell me that working in air condition, getting paid, is slave labor, you're just talking garbage. But aside from that, help me to understand, what's your idea other than investment and jobs? Because that's how it worked in all of history. For the past 100 years, easily. What's new and shifting for your direction? We want to be like Singapore. You know what they got in Singapore? Jobs. So I'm going to take a break, and you're going to help me to understand what it is you're talking about. That these jobs, this investment, is somehow a bad thing. And the PLP and the FNM trying to generate capital investment so that we can have steady, well-paying jobs is a bad thing. Keep in mind, I'm sold out to the white man. Please explain it to me so that I can understand, because the white man has glamored me and blinded me to the reality of life, all right? That you must see, that I don't. We'll take a break, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
The city of Miami is waiting for you, and Island Pay wants to take you there. Yes, you heard that correctly. Island Pay is giving away 5 priceless trips to Miami for 2 people just for using your MasterCard prepaid card. Every $30 you spend gets you a chance to win, whether it's on groceries, gas, diapers, clothes, gifts, online, and others. It's all counting and getting you closer to an unforgettable experience in Miami. Don't have an Island Pay MasterCard yet? No problem. Get yours today. And Island Pay will give you $15 back. Island Pay, a better way to pay, a better way to win. Promotion running March 21st to May 18th, 2022. Conditions apply. Visit islandpay.com to learn more.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in 3 mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's 7 locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
5-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm asking for help. I know your penchant is to go and get your cry pillow and run to your favorite Facebook compatriots or wherever. I don't know what happens on the other social media other than Instagram, but I only be on Instagram to go look at women. So that's what its primary purpose is for me, to look at like attractive, beautiful women who do nothing all day except take pictures. Is that what you guys want? Is that what you all want, to be like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram stars? Is that where we are? Is that what you mean by jobs are a bad thing? When these beautiful women who undergo all sorts of plastic surgery and other weird stuff post pictures and booty shots all day, is that what you guys are into? Is that what you're feeling? Because I don't mean to talk bad about you, but 95% of you ain't going to make the cut. I know I'm not, right? Anyway, explain it to me. I am bought and sold by the white man. I'm not so bought and sold by the white man that I don't understand that lots of things are unfair, that history has dealt the majority of our families a bad hand. But I'm also aware that we've been trying to correct that for the past 50 years. I'm also aware that lots of people who are politically connected get unfair advantages. I understand that. And so those things I would like to change. I understand there's a merchant class whose families have been landowners and had enormous wealth before any of us even got a chance to go beyond a third grade education. I get that. These things should change. But beyond like full throttle socialism, because here's what socialism is, all right? Nobody's wealthy. Everybody works, and whatever you get is only contingent upon the value of the work you put in. So if we're doing that, like, there's some interesting discussions in South Africa. I'm not, you know, saying Malema's correct in everything he's saying, but, and there was also some interesting thing. Watch a documentary called Mugabe and the White Farmer, okay? And also read about what happened with Idi Amin. Idi Amin was insane, but so I'm not saying anyone should follow his lead and that would have worked out any other way, because he was crazy. But try to wrap, there are real world examples, not Malema, he's just talking. He's a little too hardcore in some respects to me. Although, you know, if I came up through apartheid, I don't know that I would be very sympathetic to the plight of rich, well-resourced white people who benefited from apartheid. But there are real world examples of where this has occurred. And they take the things back, the government does, because that's what you want to happen, right? You want the government to go take everything back and then start dishing out to you? Yeah? I haven't seen that work. So explain to me the system that's going to perpetuate that in the Bahamas that you guys keep talking about. If it's a ragged night, explain it to me. If it's fill and limestone, explain to me what we're doing. All right. Are we going to take little Exuma and we're going to crush that up into limestone and sell that and hand out checks? And then what are we doing? Are we going to go to Ocean Key and kick MSC off there and we're going to start mining aragonite? Show me the market for it. Show me who's going to work it, who's going to process it, what the numbers look like. And then explain to me what we do when the aragonite that's easy to get has to be replenished over hundreds of years. So I really want to understand what you guys are talking about. How are jobs a bad thing? Because all I ever hear is people saying they want a job. So how's the government at fault for trying to bring jobs? A job is how people begin to create wealth in the vast majority of circumstances, unless you're born into it. The vast majority of you are not. Ownership is excellent. Entrepreneurship is excellent. Most businesses fail. I want to understand. Help me. Since you guys got bright ideas, you go, jobs, help me. Help me understand what circumstance you're looking at, that jobs are a bad thing and trickery for us. Anyway, I gotta take a break. I'll be right back.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
Friday, May 20th, it's time to feel good.
It's Star Wars 6 and Four Walls.
Feel Good Friday.
Classic.
The Star Wars 6 Anniversary Edition.
Happening at the Four Walls Squash and Social Club Village Road.
It's the after work.
I got so
early vibes.
Vintage.
Block party.
Exclusively for the grown and sexy.
With the best in throwback classics.
Happening at the new outdoor terrace bar at Four Walls.
Limited tickets on sale now at the Nassau Guardian and Four Walls for $20 in advance.
Come out early to enjoy the open room bar from 5 to 6 p.m.
This is a strictly cashless party.
So bring your old school dancing moves with your new school payment options.
Feel Good Fridays. Friday, May 20th.
Celebrate every day like a birthday with Marco's Pizza Carryout Special. Spend less and get more with our large one-topping pizza for only $10.50. Yes, one topping of your choice served on our fresh dough, fresh cheese, and signature sauce. Every single day for only $10.50. Marco's Pizza, where every day something special happens. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
We'll be right back.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Are you interested in the Bahamian economy? How about tips to improve your financial literacy? Tune into Guardian Radio's newest financial podcast series, CFAL Talks. The podcast will provide listeners with their weekly dose of economic issues and solutions and the keys to financial freedom. CFAL Talks will be hosted by an array of finance experts here to give honest and beneficial advice. You won't want to miss the CFAL Talks podcast series, Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Track and field is the queen of the Olympic Games.
In its seventh season, Track World with Alpheus Phillipson, the only radio show in the Bahamas and one of the few in the world dedicated to our beloved sport, continues to promote the athletes, coaches, officials, leadership, and the partners who make a difference in our sport.
We encourage you to tune in to Track World on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM each Tuesday evening on cable channel 969, on Guardian Radio's website www.guardiantalkradio.com, or streaming live on Facebook at 6:30 and be dazzled.
Concerned about your health? Have a health question that you're curious about? Ask the doctor. The Doctor Is In with me, Dr. Dinothra Archer Cartwright. We're talking health, wellness, and all things that pertain to the Bahamian society and the health of the nation. Tune in Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Doctor Is In on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We are talking about jobs and the notion that somehow jobs are a bad thing, particularly given what has occurred on Grand Bahama over the past 2 days, which I always got to put the caveat in. I'm no PLP, but I think is fantastic. If this pans out the way that they're talking about, it's going to bring about real change in Grand Bahama. And I don't say that from just a distant observer point of view. Like, I'm thinking about, like, what does the landscape in Grand Bahama look like by 2027? Real talk. Because I like y'all, but y'all is thief a lot and kill people. And I don't know if I see a nice lucrative place to go that's more affordable that I don't take that opportunity, but I need some sort of economy that's humming. All right? So tell me. It says, you are a puppet of the white man. Okay. I said I was. But you're right about jobs and that it's a good thing that the hotel is sold in Grand Bahama. Absolutely. I'm a puppet of the white man. All right? I got a pension, I got health insurance, I have a steady income. I'm the puppet of the white man, okay? It's okay. It's my cross to bear. This says, the government is at fault because they did not teach us in 50 years ownership. The government is at fault because they did not teach us in 50 years ownership. I see. The government's supposed to teach you that? Like, who taught everybody else that owns stuff? Now, if you want to say the government could institute financial literacy classes in the curriculum, I agree with that. The same way I agree that they should teach students. Listen, before you get one BGCSE, you should know how to fill out a job application, right? Because y'all won't own stuff, but can't fill out a job application? Who giving you this money? Like to own something? When you go to the government to apply for this money just for you to own whatever it is you dream, you're going to own without actually having any skills to make it work. How are you going to fill out that application if you can't fill out a job application? So I agree. The government, certainly, I would make it curriculum to teach basic financial literacy and how to fill out a resume. But you know who that's for? That's for those people whose parents or whoever raised them don't know how to do it. Because ain't no government could teach my children about money. Okay? My children have a basic understanding of money. My son is 8. All right? And he understands the basic concept of money is that you get paid for goods and services. You want to make something? All right? You want to do something? Here's what it's worth to me, and I'll give you the money. My son understands the basics of trade. He's 8. My son says, Daddy, I want some V-Bucks. If you don't know what V-Bucks are, they are currency in the game Fortnite. Or Robux is currency in the game Roblox. And I say, okay, how much are the V-Bucks? And he goes, they're $9.99. I said, okay. So what are you going to do for me that is worth $9.99 besides being incredibly cute? All right? And he says, okay, I'll be happy to wash the dishes. And I'll let him do that. He does a terrible job, but I'll give him the money. Because he needs to understand the basic concept of you have to earn things. Because y'all sound like y'all want the government be y'all daddy and just give y'all stuff because you're their children. I don't understand it. My son and daughter have a bank account. My son asked me for an ATM card. I told him he's not old enough to have an ATM card. So the government, yeah, they could teach you. But if you don't teach your children about money, about ownership, about work, that ain't the government job. That's your job. I go on social media, right, to like gauge the tenor of things. So I was reading something a couple of years ago, right? And they were talking about the standards of education. And the poster was saying that it was about an education post, and they were saying, by the time your child enters first grade, we need them to know their full name, where they live, their mother or father's phone number or both, and their birthday. And you know what I saw people saying under the post? They were like, well, that's what school is for. Word. Your 5-year-old don't know their full name? Can't recognize it if it's written out? Don't know their parents' name? Parents' name you gotta know too. Don't know your phone number? Your 5-year-old? So what you been doing this 5 years? Previously, waiting for the government to come catch him up? Be serious. Another thing y'all need to teach y'all children, the government can't teach your children, is how to have a sensible work ethic. I have a pet peeve, right? And this used to bother me at the hotel. And then when I came here and I was in management, I decided I'm not having it. If you're sick and can't make it to work, right? Because you're ill. Just call me, or now we have WhatsApp. WhatsApp is permissible. Or message me and explain that you do not feel well enough to work today. Don't have your mummy call me. Because your mummy don't work here. So if your mummy calling me to tell me you ain't coming to work, part of what your mummy need to tell me is he was in a terrible accident. He was in a he's in a hospital. Or he is deathly ill. He or she is deathly ill and can't make it out of bed. Me and your mommy ain't got nothing to talk about. She ain't on no payroll now. Y'all need to stop doing this for your children. They're grown. That's why some of y'all got children in their 20s, 30s, don't know how to function. Because the government's supposed to teach them something, right? Not you. You're not responsible for teaching your child things. But y'all ain't give me the plan yet. What the plan? Are they calling? I'm sorry, Kermit. I ignored the calls. Let me take the calls. Call me. 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Am I perfect in all my selloutness for the white man? No. Are there things my children do not know that I probably should have taught them by, perhaps? But you can have no whole child for fun. It ain't a handbag. You gotta raise that. You gotta teach the child to live. That's part of the parenting equation, you know. You gotta feed them and keep them clean and make sure, you know, but you gotta teach them. You gotta raise them. Raise them up to be something. To do something with their life, to make you proud. Don't have the child and go, the government got you now. And what the government don't do, just anger get done and we can blame the government. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to, welcome to the revolution. We got a call.
Hey, good day. How you doing, Warren?
Hey, bro. I'm good. How's it going?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Got it. But, Warren, you know something? It takes me a long time to understand the concept of a job. Because I always wanted to do my own thing, like open a gardening business. I mean, like a, you know, like yard cleaning business or any other kind
that's
of
good.
Business I could have come up with.
Right.
But then I had to realize, like, I need money to buy materials, right? So after going to people and begging my family for money or whatever, they didn't have it or they just wasn't giving it to me. So I had to figure out, well, you're going to need a job to obtain these things, you understand?
Right.
And then a lot of times when you get on a job, you tend to settle just for the job, you understand? But the bottom line, what I'm trying to say is people look at jobs as the wrong thing. Like back in the day, you could have a job for like 30 years, that's your career. Or even in today's time, like you are a media person, like you have, you know, you work for the Guardian and that's pretty much your career. Now, to say that's that not all that you can do or invest in, you understand? Like, so people have to look at jobs as an opportunity to and to become an owner.
Absolutely.
So you can build capital to start your business. But without a job, you're dead in the water to start off with. So I don't see where people could even come out of their mouth with saying jobs is a bad thing. If you ain't none there, what you can do?
But my thing,
Ron, once again, have a good day, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Absolutely right. The job helps you generate that capital, generate that forward momentum. All right? This ain't no new thing. This ain't no new concept that you need to show that you have some sort of financial stability if you want to borrow money. This ain't something I just cooked up just now. This ain't something the PLP and the FNM got together with the Bilderberg Society over and decided they're going to perpetuate this lie that a job is a bad thing, that the real opportunity we secret and away from you. nah, do you have a lot of crazy backroom dealing with contracts and land and all that? Absolutely. We got a thing? Someone tell me what the alternative is. Beyond the government didn't teach y'all how to own something. Tell me what the alternative is. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
Hey, bro, how's it going?
I think that people should be so happy in this country just to even have a job. But let me say something to some of these lazy, bohemian people.
Oh, boy.
Vaughn, I run a car detailing business, right?
Right.
And I go out there. Clients call me to wash their cars, me along with two other persons. Me, yes.
Right.
And when people see me out there, they say, boy, you washing cars? How you mean? That's an honest living, bro.
Absolutely.
That's an honest. And guess what? The same people who ask me if I'm washing cars is the people who come to me on the weekend and ask me, look here, could you lend me $20? You can't buy me this and buy me that. But I am out there, a big grown man like me, out there right. hustling. Mm-hmm. And you got people right here in this country, born. They just sit back and complain. They don't want no job. They want all of this for themselves. And ask some of them if they can read and most of all write.
Absolutely.
All right? And the thing about it is that, you know, I can tell you, I can share something with you just a second. I have a friend, right? And he has two sisters, right? One, mm-hmm. two work for government. And one work on the defense force. Their mother passed away. Right? The mother got a low-cost government home.
Right.
And do you believe, Mr. McCarthy, those three lousy, worthless children allowed the bank to take that home?
Yeah, I've seen that over and over.
And I'm trying to figure out if they work on a government job. You know, it doesn't have to be a government job, but how could you allow the bank to take what your mom worked so hard for? Their mom used to work at a hotel.
Yeah.
And she must have had like about five more payments on it. And they allowed the bank to take that away. You know what all of them doing now? Paying rent.
Right. DeWitt, let me show you something, right? What you said is instructive, right? Because let me show you something. What is it that you want to own that you're not willing to keep or grow?
Automatically.
Right? So you want to own something, but you just want to have it.
They want to drop out of the sky or spoon fed to some of them. Let me share this with you before I go because I got to go back to work.
Mm.
I have a job on the side, right? Someone wanted a roof to do. Sunday, I tell my fiance I need to find some reliable people, right? So Sunday, what I did, I have a lot of followers. I went on my page and I post up. I'm looking for someone to do some work on Monday. So Monday evening, this one gentleman, a couple of them called me Monday evening, like about 6 o'clock, and asked me if they could come to work for Tuesday morning.
Right.
So Vaughn, I can leave this with you. You know what I did? Something what people don't like to say they did. I went and I find a Haitian, okay? Someone who won't work.
Right.
All right? Someone who ain't gonna complain. Who ain't gonna complain if they go up on the roof, the sun hot, or they gotta take 12 o'clock, they gotta go for their lunch. They ain't gonna complain, they gonna work. So I say this to some of my Bahamian people, and tell some of y'all in this country face reality, what is called self-responsibility. The government cannot help some of y'all until y'all help yourself.
Right.
All
Absolutely.
Right? Many times I sit on your talk show and you did things to help me and so I can help others. That's how it goes. Y'all want just some of them just want to sit down, go on and complain. You got time to worry about some of them. Have a good day, brother.
Nice, man. Well, my thing is I don't know what y'all are teaching people, trying to communicate or teach to people. All right? So let me give you an example. Even if you're an entrepreneur, even if you're an owner, you still have to work. Okay? You don't have to work for someone else in terms of they set all the parameters of how much you can earn, but you still have to work for people. I'll give you an example. My plumber. Harry Roll. Shout out to Harry Roll. Best plumber on New Providence. So, Harry got more money than me. And he's the plumber. But I call Harry. I say, Harry, I got an issue. I need you to come check it out. By the way, water and sewage. I do have a leak somewhere in my yard. I figured this out when I came off water and sewage and went on my well. I am not going to retract that a lot of your work is of the devil, despite having a lot of good, hardworking people there. But I do have a leak. You could have helped me with that earlier before the bill ran up beyond all reasonable belief. But I do have a leak somewhere. I need to fix it. Anyway, Harry's my plumber, right? Harry works for himself. Harry owns, let me rephrase that. Harry owns his own business. I'll call Harry. Harry, I got an issue. I need you to come check me out. You know what Harry says? 9 out of 10? Okay, McCartney. I got a job out west. And when I'm done, I'm going to come see you. Okay, McCartney, I got a job out south. When I'm done, I'm going to come see you. Because Harry is working for himself. He came to my place the other day, because I had plumbing issues with the old house. But anyway, he came to my place a while back, and he's teaching his kids how to do it, too. He brought a young guy with him, and he said, okay, this is my apprentice. I said, listen, my brother, stick with role, eh? And you'll be successful. Because he can teach you how to work. All right? My boy, Nadi, Ricardo Nairn. All right? He went to school. His father was able to help him go to school because his father had a job in the hotel, Resorts International. Okay? Okay. Harold Nairn sent all his children who wanted to go off to school from a job. His wife didn't work. That one hotel job, they all talk, oh, that's all y'all got for us. He changed his whole family's life. So, anyway, his son, Ricardo Nairn, went to school for IT stuff. He's brilliant, by the way. He also runs a taxi service, all right? And because he's so well-versed in IT, he set up like a website and everything where they can book his taxi service from around the world. You come into NASA, you can book it, he'll be there, right? You know what he tells me? I have a job. That's what a taxi driver's call when they pick somebody up. It's a job. He owns his own car. He has a taxi plate. It's a job. That's how most of the world gets along. Do you want to build wealth? Do you want to have something? Do you want to advance yourself and educate yourself and grow? Absolutely. But that an American company is willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to bring Americans to Grand Bahama, how is that a bad thing? Anyway, we'll do some text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, McCartney. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah. So this is me. I started working for a particular company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was making like $150 a week. It was a decent trade. I decided to stick with it. Because I know at one point I was going to be good at it. So I stuck with the company. At least it was probably about 5 years now. And after that, I came good at it, came a professional in my field. So what I did, I decided to move on my own. So I used that job just for a stepping stone to get where I'm at now. Now I own my own business.
Absolutely.
Doing very well. And I could charge at least about between $50 to $75 an hour, depending on where the work is.
There you go.
You know, I didn't sit down and complain.
So let me ask you a question. Now that you have your own business, do you take the position that if you don't feel like working, you won't work because you work for yourself?
No. I have to go there and work.
Right.
I have to go there and work.
Right.
Sometimes people call me on Sunday, which is supposed to be my church day. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's the only time they have off on Sunday. So I tell them when I done finish my church work, then I'll come and take you to a job, take you to work. You know, I'm a workaholic. When I don't have nothing to do, I feel like I'm just going crazy.
Right.
So I go over there, I hustle, I make my own sunshine. I don't depend on people. And now I'm teaching my son the same thing. I can leave him on the job and tell him to call me when he come back.
Correct.
That's what I do.
Good.
You know, I'm a workaholic.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
You take care.
Thank you very much. All right. This person says, Lord, there's a lot of text here. Jesus. It says it's easy one. Boy, you got, there's a lot you done right today. I can help you because there's plenty of money you spent on these tax. It's easy one. Toby Smith still hasn't gotten a response to his tourism investment proposal. That is ownership. My take is the lawyers and the accountants are looking for foreign clients. Toby Smith doesn't fit their bill. Yes, I believe that's exactly how they make decisions, based on how their law or accounting firm can personally benefit. I agree that there's some of that too. Yeah, I we're not in disagreement on that. All right. Says, here's what happens, Juan. They will get jobs and it will help them, which is good, but over time they'll realize they aren't rising any higher. But yes, it is certainly better than starving or homelessness. We need more than jobs. We need innovation and growth. That's what we want for the people who say they have what it takes to leave this country. I got no issue with that either. We need innovation and growth. A lot of people will get stuck in debt and jobs. At that point, though, you got to adjust. In Singapore, Korea, India, and America, they have innovation. Innovation fuels growth. What happens here is twofold. We have no funding mechanisms to fuel innovation, and when you seek assistance to get funding, the people with access take your ideas and present it as their own. It kills innovation because they can't implement your idea, and you're essentially blocked from doing so. We need innovation. Jobs will keep us fed on the road to steady decline. Okay, some of this I agree with. Your last point, I don't. Okay? We do need innovation. But in terms of Singapore, Korea, India, let's separate out Korea and India, and let's put the United States into. Singapore is a different animal. Singapore found a niche in the market to bridge the gap between when financial centers and shipping places needed someone in between, and they capitalized on that. But Lee Kuan Yew, he went hardcore with it. All right, you ain't gonna be in Singapore and just be kicking about doing nothing. Korea, India, and let me just go ahead and lump. Anyway, let's just deal with Korea and India. Yes, they have innovation. They have economies of scale. They've exploited the need for labor and industry in certain markets, and they've taken advantage of that, and they built their society. 50 years ago, Korea looked very different than it does today. South Korea. India 50 years ago looked very different than that today. India still has a massive amount of poverty, but it's steadily growing. It's probably going to be the largest population on Earth. It's going to eclipse China probably in a couple decades. Now, here's what you said. I'm trying to give some attention to your text. You said, what happens there is twofold. We have no funding mechanisms to fuel innovation. When you seek assistance to get funding, the people with access take your ideas and present it as their own. Both those things are... Well, one of those things is probable, all right? So we have funding mechanisms to fuel innovation, all right? We do. We got, they specifically set up the Bahamas Development Bank. They're looking at the Bank of Bahamas to fill that role. Is it perfect? Of course not. Has it all worked out? No. They got the Bahamas Venture Capital Fund. They got other mechanisms. There are mechanisms to fuel innovation. But I understand what you're saying. I think I understand what you're saying beyond just the simplicity of this. Let's look at an example. In the United States of America, let me give you a different example. I'm going to get back to the United States. Okay. When Emperor Hirohito surrendered after Japan was hit with two atomic bombs, all right, they couldn't have a military and all this other stuff like that, but the United States held diplomatic missions with Japan, all right? And one of the results of the diplomatic missions was they started these cultural wrestling matches. You can Google this. I was reading it a while back. I may have the specifics fuzzy. And the wrestling matches became so popular that they started televising them in Japan. And because so many people were interested in watching the wrestling matches, they started manufacturing radios and televisions on a broad scale, because Japan's got over 100 million people. Japan, Korea might be over them today. Because of that, all right? Those diplomatic missions and those cultural matches and everything, because of that, Japan found a way to mass produce televisions so successfully that they were able to sell them to the entire world. All right, they started doing the same thing with cars. So for sure, you need innovation. And the government helped fund those. They helped the corporations do those things. They still had jobs. People still had to put the TVs together, you know, ship them. But still, in the United States of America, and I'll go to a break because we're out of time. I do want to get to your text messages. I can't read all of yours. In the United States of America, the Second World War led to a boom in production. All right? Because the defense industry was using a lot of corporations to manufacture weapons, food, etc., all this. All right? Now, the 50s was a time of great expansion, all right, and forward movement in the United States of America. The 60s were kind of stalling out. Anyway, John F. Kennedy comes, and he says, for fun, because only white people get to say stuff like this, we're going to send somebody to the moon, right? I try to be racial. I never heard no black person, you know, let's go to the moon, right? That's why. What on the moon? I just want to go because I want to see, all right? That's all. So John F. Kennedy said, let's go to the moon. So in order for NASA to figure out how to send someone to the moon and land safely and come back, they had innovation in so many industries and sectors in order to just make the spaceships, create the spaceships, create the space suits, figure out how to package food, figure out how they could sleep in the space, all this stuff. That's innovation that's funded by the government. That's one of the main things NASA does, is they have innovation, all right? The Army, the United States Army, they made the internet, all right? They had the internet years before it ever became widespread available to the public, years. All right? So those are mechanisms for innovation that we don't have. You're correct. However, we do have capital institutions that will lend capital for innovation. Nah. We lend plenty of culture and money to go to school, too, and ain't see it yet. So don't be shocked when y'all bad ways cause people to say, you know what, I ain't gonna do that no more. All right? Y'all pay the people back the education loan money, please. We gotta go to break. We'll be right back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
Friday, May 20th, it's time to feel good.
It's Star Wars X and Four Walls.
Feel good Friday.
Classic.
The Star 106 Anniversary Edition.
Happening at the Four Walls Squash and Social Club Village Road.
It's the after work.
I got so
early vibes.
Vintage.
Block party.
Exclusively for the grown and sexy.
With the best in throwback classics.
Happening at the new outdoor terrace bar at Four Walls.
Limited tickets on sale now at the Nassau Guardian and Four Walls for $20 in advance.
All right, we're
Come out early to enjoy the Open Rum Bar from 5 to 6 p.m.
This is a strictly cashless party.
So bring your old school dancing moves with your new school payment options.
Feel Good Fridays, Friday, May 20th.
Celebrate every day like a birthday with Marco's Pizza Carryout Special. Spend less and get more with our large one-topping pizza for only $10.50. Yes, one topping of your choice served on our fresh dough, fresh cheese, and signature sauce. Every single day for only $10.50. Marco's Pizza, where every day something special happens. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here on Guardian Radio, and nobody tell me what the alternate plan is yet from the job. I said everybody should have a job all the time, but I don't get off the bad thing. It says, hi, Juan. Some of these people have no idea what owning a business is all about. Number one, after you create that business, you have to find and sustain a customer base. It's not as easy as they claim. No, and also, when you don't have income coming into your business, you got to pay the bill. Cable Bahamas and BPL, let me, oh, ain't no customers this month. Don't worry about it then. That coming out of your profit. A job, it's not for everybody, but a job is all profit. When's the last time your boss asked you to chip in with the electricity bill? Someone said to me like a while back, why don't you apply for a radio license and own your own station? I said, okay. Why? To say I own it? I must pay a radio license fee, buy a couple hundred thousand dollars of equipment, find a tower to lease. We're talking about terrestrial radio, right? I must hire staff, pay for phone lines, get T1 lines, all the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And then I go have to find advertisers in this limited market with 30-odd radio stations that's going to fund it enough to pay me maybe what I was making working at a radio station that people with resources already own. Like, I try to think it through. Like, I don't just be like, I want to own a radio station, own a radio station. Now, there are people who did work out. Because someone said, Wendell Jones. I said, well, okay. Wendell Jones started Love 97, what, 94? Right? There were like two other radio stations. He found a niche market, and successfully plotted out his business strategy. And he got in early, and it worked out for him. All right? That's not necessarily the case right now. And when I see Urquhart just giving out radio licenses, I'm like, what are y'all doing? The vast majority of these people, you're hogging up all the frequencies. The vast majority of these radio stations are going to fail. And I guess that's capitalism, but still. Don't give every Tom, Dick, and Harry a radio station and then go, well, now we're going to have to move you off your number off the spectrum. Are we? It ain't going to be 96.9 no more because y'all gave out 40 radio licenses. What is it going to be? All the marketing and the branding. And I got to change all of it now because y'all ain't properly monitored it. Let me stop talking. Siobhan Cambridge, get mad at me. McCartney, I loved your Mother's Day show. I really loved hearing all the ladies there talk about what they do. I extra love hearing the Latina-sounding lady talk. I think she's a manager there. Please play that show again tomorrow for the rebroadcast. Please, Ms. McCartney, please, I'll play it. You're talking about Malaika. She's Dominicana. Good afternoon, McCartney. I'm a bit off topic. Why the government don't open up the Clifton Heritage Park area to locals who want to fish off the rocks in that area. Excellent fishing grounds, and they can charge $10 or $20 per person who wants to fish. We're surrounded by water, but yet there's very little fishing areas for the public who don't own boats. We always talk about feeding ourselves, but fishing is never in the equation, and that area can be useful not only for tourists. We don't even have piers for locals to fish from. This is sad. I go up Montague sometimes, fish out there, but I agree. That Clifton out there, that's good fishing. Says, thanks, Juan, for this talk today about jobs. For a long time, I wanted to say what you're saying. Yes, we do want to empower people to get into business, but the reality is not everyone can be an owner. I had my job for 35 years, and it's an exchange of my knowledge and skills for pay. What's wrong with that? I have no desire to own a business. And some people don't. I own a business. Don't worry about it, but I own a business, right? And I got a plan that, you know, over the course of years that I plan to bring it to fruition. When I finish working here. Like, why don't you go strike out on your own? Strike out? Why? Like, why? It says, slaves ain't had no union, and most definitely ain't had no Twitter break, you know? The F&M trolls sitting on Facebook to knock anything down that makes the PLP look good. You have to counter their arguments because other people reading their comments will agree without thinking it through for themselves. So you have to argue against their nonsensical or petty points. When you're on Target today, what happened in Grand Bahama yesterday and today is huge. The government is delivering on its promises. If this trend continues, I, Chester, and Brave, along with the PLP, would have earned another 5 years. Sometimes you just got to admit, you didn't really have faith, but it came through. Like, I had a bunch of faith the PLP was going to salvage the Bahama ordeal, but they did. And I got to admit it and give them the props for it. One, I need a job. Because when the people from the Chow Tai Fook came and they're like, yeah, we can pay everybody back pay. We can pay everybody NIB. We can pay all the light bill. We can pay all. I was like, uh-huh. They sure did. Just one, I need a job to fulfill my financial obligations. I'm not one of those people that dismiss jobs. I live in the real world. I don't agree with Kwesi Thompson's statement. But he's using the exact same words. The devil is in the details. The chess scooper used in the purchase of the Grand Lucayan. LOL. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's a politician, and so he's being political. I get it. One, they also need to explain to me how they stop inflation when you just hand out checks to everyone for aragonite, et cetera. You can't. You won't be able to live. Ain't enough aragonite on the planet. One, I'm teaching my 10-year-old about investment portfolio. Yeah, I'm going to start teaching my son soon. One, I heard a teacher once ask the little girl for her full name when she said little mama and couldn't understand when the question was repeated. And why do people, why do they want you to know your full name and your parents' name when you're by 3 years old? There was a little girl who was found wandering the other day, and they sent out a thing from the, well, I didn't actually see it officially from police, but I saw it in numerous groups, and they asked who the parents of this child was because the little girl doesn't know her full name, and she does not know her parents' full name. That's why they want them to know their name. They want them to know their parents' phone number. So if something happens, we know how to contact them. Why do you need to go over why the Jews so rich again? I remembered your show on that and how the Jews teach their children and community how to navigate life. Yep. One, what you mean you don't understand it? Your white counterparts have taught these slaves how to think, and they're doing just that. I guess. One, when the black man gets power, they sleep in the White Grove and Eastern Road, Liverkey, and Old Fort Bay. Yeah, I mean, a lot of them. I can't deny that. I'm not saying everything's, like, rosy and peachy keen, right? Says, you the white man puppet. You see how quick people switch on you when you start talking real. One, I know some people now that don't like a job because the New Day parents keep telling them to be an owner and not work for anyone. It's stupid. This says, good day. Most Bayman people only want office and government job with AC. These people don't want to do no farming or hard work. Almost all of them want to do is wear high heels and suit and work in AC. I got a problem with that. You go wear your suit and high heels and work in AC. No problem. I don't wear no suit. I certainly don't wear no high heels, but I like working in AC. I complain about it being too cold, but if it was outside, I'd be... the energy would be 100 times different. It says, Juan, send a link for the online taxi service, please. I got to tell you, if you Google taxi service, Nassau, the first website you can pop up will likely be Ricardo Nairn. All right? I can do it right now. Taxi service, Nassau. TripAdvisor? Boy, I don't know exactly which one this is. Anyway, I can find out for you. I can let you know. That's my brethren. I want to help him. Good day, one. I have a situation. I have a vacant lot behind mine. 16 years I cleaned and took care of it. Can only be accessed from my property. Is this legitimately mine? Boy, you need to talk to a lawyer. But I wasn't taking care of nobody's vacant lot. I call an environment on you. That's you supposed to take care of your vacant land. It says, wrong. Yes, you are racist. Kennedy was forced to go to the moon because of Russia going into space. Hey, you know what? Fine. I'm racist. Neil Armstrong went to the moon. All right. And he said, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And he was right. There was so much innovation in so many industries because of all that. And in fact, the military is responsible for a lot of advancement. What do you think is be funding all Google and IBM and all, like giving them billions of dollars in military contracts? Do you think drone technology just happened? Because everybody's like, oh, fun. No. The United States Department of Defense was like, we want to send unmanned aircraft into enemy territory for surveillance and other things. And they went and contracted it out to companies that hired engineers to design these things so that they could have these advancements. It was like, you know what, everybody, like a drone. That's what's going to happen. Let's just sell all the drone. No, drone technology evolved because of the military. It says jobs are fine. I think that it's important to qualify. But hey, the Russians was white too. I don't know why it is going to the moon. It says jobs are fine. I think that it's important that qualified Bahamians are in top positions. That being said, I'd like you to ask the director of labor, why is the Venezuelan the GM at Morton when we have at least three qualified Bahamians available? How is it going to work? That's a good question. Absolutely. This is one, you're the second person to complain about y'all work AC. Is that cold in there? I have to pass there. It's unreasonably cold. Too cold for humans who live in a tropical environment. Innovation technology still won't save mankind. Perhaps not. Anyway, we got to go. Nobody gave me the alternative plan. I agree with you, innovation. I'm bought and sold by the white man. I'm pleased that they've announced that there should be jobs coming to Grand Bahama. I'm very happy for the Grand Bahamians. And don't watch nothing. I might be over there, too, if all that work out. We got to get out of here. As I said, I won't be here tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday, Lord willing. You guys take care out there. And have a great day, Bahamas.